and Madeline fries it, and I fry it. Cornmeal, slice it and fry it. Slice it across.
Well, I can't think about it, but zucchini squash.
Okra. What do you do when you want to get beans out of the pods by hand? You say you have to what?
Shell the beans.
And the large yellowish flat beans, the seeds, not the pods, what are they called?
Large yellow what?
Well, the large flat beans that you shell, you get them out of the pod, what are they called? You know, you open it up, you shell them to get the beans out.
Well, peas.
What'd you have for dinner? What kind?
Those were pinto. Not pinto, but
well, the ones I'm thinking about are like you open up the pod and it falls out. It's kind of bean. And it's a lot.
Butter beans. All that have scratch them out.
Well, you do, you do. You're right. What kind of beans do you eat, the pod and all?
Those are string beans.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of what?
Greens, ton of greens.
You ever heard people call it turnip salad?
Yes.
Have you ever, do you ever say that?
No, I don't think I ever did now, but the people used to say turnip salad. My turnip salad's ready to cook.
The green stuff that you put in tossed salads with tomatoes, get it in a lot of restaurants, what would that be called? You raised some last year. Had some trouble with the slugs in it. Put on sandwiches sometimes.
Pepper?
No, it's leafy.
Lettuce?
Yes. If you had served somebody that had just a whole bunch of children, you'd say, they sure do have a
large family.
Or you might say they have a, if you were talking about a large group or a large bunch of children, you might say that sure is a. You heard the word tassel?
Yeah, I have, but don't think I ever heard it used in speaking of a family.
Oh, really? How did you use it?
Well, a tassel of chickens or a tassel of hogs.
And I've never heard it used with anything but children. That sure is a tassel of children. Would you use it, you said a tassel of hogs or something. Mm-hmm. What's the way you use it? All right, when you, the outside of an ear of corn is called what?
You mean the shuck?
Mm-hmm. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob. What is it called?
Boa corn.
Or you might call it something else. It's the kind of corn that comes up in the spring and in the summer. Any other names for it, for the corn that you boil and eat off the cob?
I can't think.
Well, you just call all of it corn, whether you ate it off the cob or dried it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of sweet corn?
Well, now sweet corn to me is there is a sweet corn.
But it's a variety.
Yes, it's a variety of corn that's called sweet corn, and it is sweeter than the regular field corn.
Have you ever heard of roasting ears?
Yeah.
Is that a common term around here? I know it is in South Carolina.
Well, I have wondered if it didn't come from the fact that people used to roast them. I've seen roast corn in ashes. Mm-hmm. Take all the shuck off except about two or three layers. I've seen us do it at home just to be a doing.
My mother just, oh, and I love it, roasting ears. And my mother used to say roasting ears. Just almost one word. What do you call the thing on top of the corn stalk?